Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I thought we might take a little different approach and talk about how would Jesus confront today's cancel culture, or at times, the cancel mob. Dave Burchett wrote a great piece on this, and I'm sharing some of it today. He said, "Twitter makes cowards courageous, and the anonymity of cyberspace can make the mean-spirited downright evil. I have watched with sadness as Twitter tyrants have destroyed or severely damaged people and institutions. Sometimes the venom is directed at those who simply have a sincere difference of opinion on moral issues, and no event seems to generate more glee than a Christian leader or institution failing." You know, I like what Dave writes there, because without fail, the hypocrite word is used with a lot of smug satisfaction. One of the things I've learned is that when people say to me, "You know, Pastor, I don't come to church because I don't want to be with a bunch of hypocrites," I typically say, "Well, come on and join us, because I got a church full of them." I mean, one thing's for sure, I don't consistently live up to the teachings of Jesus. I fail, I sin, I'm human. That's why I need a savior, not some self-help course. I'm pretty confident, not in my holiness, but in the holiness of the Lord Jesus. I'll never forget hearing a pastor say, "We all sin and fall short of the glory of God, but that doesn't keep us from comparing distances." That's pretty doggone true, isn't it? I mean, the Word of God says that I am condemned when I judge, when I idolize, when I lie, when I covet, when I don't remember the redeeming grace of Jesus. It doesn't matter whether it's less offensive than another person's actions or failures, whether I fall a millimeter short or hundreds of miles short is regardlessly meaningless. The fact is, we've all fallen short. I'm a person in need of a Savior. And today, I ask for God's Spirit to examine my heart. You know what? I am not responsible for the comments of other people, but I am purely 100% accountable for my comments and my attitude. And I'm accountable before the one who went to the cross to win my forgiveness in spite of that sinful nature. There's a familiar passage from the Gospel of John about a woman caught in sin. And you take a look at it, and you have to wonder how Jesus might respond in today's condemning cyber mobs on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Here's a modern social media version of this well-known story. "A crowd soon gathered, and Jesus sat down and taught them. And as he was speaking, the teachers of wokeness brought a woman who had been caught in the act of hateful speech. They put her in front of a crowd. 'Teacher,' they said to Jesus, 'this woman was caught in the very act of intolerant speech. We say she should be fired, disgraced, and shunned. What do you say?' They were trying to trap him into saying something they could use against him. But Jesus stooped down and looked at the device in his hand, and they kept demanding an answer. So he typed a message that appeared on every device in the crowd simultaneously, and they read the message on their screen. And it said, 'All right, but let the one who's never unfairly judged another and who has never said an ugly untruth about another send the first tweet.' Then he looked down and typed something else. When the accusers read this, they slipped away one by one, beginning with the oldest, until only Jesus was left in the middle of the crowd with the woman. And then Jesus stood up again and said to the woman, 'Where are your accusers? Didn't even one of them condemn you?' 'No, Lord,' she said. And Jesus said, 'Neither do I. Remember that every person is precious in my sight, and that I love them enough to endure the cross. So go and sin no more.'" Oh, listen, friend, sometimes we just need to stop and remember, what would Jesus do as he confronts today's cancel culture and angry online mobs? God bless you, friend. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.